Are you? Then you're justified. Now, what does it mean to be justified? Justification is the sovereign act of God whereby he declares righteous all who come to him through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, he doesn't make righteous, he declares righteous. It's a judicial or a legal term. 48 years ago on Christmas Day, my dear wife led me to Christ. That day, God justified me. He declared me not guilty. I knew I was guilty. My mother knew I was guilty. My father knew I was guilty. My sister and my brothers knew I was guilty. My friends knew I was guilty. Everyone who knew me knew I was a guilty sinner deserving of hell, but God said not guilty. You say, how in the world can God do a thing like that? He did it. I'll tell you how he did it. He transferred my guilt to his holy son Jesus on the cross, and he transferred the righteousness of Jesus to me. And I am no more justified 48 years later than I was the moment I received Jesus Christ. God declared me righteous. Now whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now listen carefully to what I'm going to say. I am just as sure of heaven now as though I had been there for 10 million years. Now, I can imagine somebody saying, boy, he sounds cocky. No, beloved, it's not cockiness. It's just taking God at his word. Don't you see it? The justified are already in the economy of God glorified. You can't miss heaven if you've been born again, because your security does not depend upon your faithfulness, nor mine depend upon my faithfulness. It depends upon the faithfulness of God. God is faithful to his calling. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. If your security and mine depended on our faithfulness, we'd all be in hell this morning. But God is faithful, beloved. God is faithful to his calling. God called me. I answered that call. He justified me. And your Bible says he glorified all of the justified. Every saved person in this room this morning is just as sure of heaven as if you had been there for 10 million years. Believe it. Just take God at his word. God would be unfaithful to his son if he allowed one justified person to ever go to hell. God would cease to be God if a born-again person could ever go to hell. God would no longer be God.